This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November of 2019. We're talking no other than Smart Card Marketing Systems, Inc. You can find them on the OTC market. Their ticker symbol is SMKG. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have the founder and chairman of the company, Massimo Barone.
Thanks, Everett.
You know, you guys are an industry leader in financial tech, pay tech, specialized industry applications for cloud and mobility to global markets. That being said, how has the COVID-19 impact your company's future?
Well, all considering what's been going on first part of this year, obviously was met with a lot of challenges. It's fair to say we were already dealing with challenges prior to COVID, which was the whole, you know, protest movement that was going in Hong Kong, you know, and leading into China. So it kind of actually was a stepping stone for ourselves on how to, you know, reconstruct the company in order to deal with a lot of those situations because those restrictions were reimposed. Then comes COVID, you know, and obviously we find ourselves, you know, now later part of April catching up in May where we are. Where, you know, it helped us transform the company's strategy for the whole digital 4.0, moving into virtualization processes. So, and we see a lot of red tape coming down, you know, which was a lot of barrier to entry for us. Now, you know, what couldn't be done or was in process or thought process to be achievable 6 months down is now available for us to deploy today in markets like India and Asia and even China. So it really helped us give a big push. Unfortunate situation, but, you know, it did give us that momentum we needed to take advantage of.
You know, you guys are a boutique technology company. That being said, what is the company's digital 4.0 strategy going forward?
A big part of it was the whole virtualization, video conferencing applications, rethinking some of the product strategy. As you know, we were helping companies put their footprint in place,
right,
leading to 4.0. You know, the whole 4.0 for us was, you know, do what we did for ourselves and then teach the customers on how to adapt and introduce it into their product library and offering with their customers. And although it's a lot of individual cases that are different and particular, the acceptance, of course, of teleconferencing or, you know, virtualizing the pitch deck or virtualizing the conference or, you know, introducing EKYC and blockchain with the whole teleconferencing aspect truly became the forefront of the whole service. And I think we've achieved that early on, so we're able to bring customers to today to speed to catch up and deploy quicker and, you know, achieve sustainability or business continuity right now. And I think that's the key right now.
You know, you guys put out, I think, already 3 press releases in the month of May. That being said, the company recently entered into a partnership with Enable Funding from Australia, online plan of the U.S., walk us through what it seems to you that it's going to look like going forward in the next, say, 2 or 3 quarters.
Well, you know, they're both companies that have very unique AI technologies and processes. And I think what's fundamental is why they reached out to us and how we create these partnerships. It's our technology, which is already a key part of, you know, retail or digital workforce member banks as enabling the process. Adding the whole AI structures of both companies creates further a new hybrid of delivery mechanism, giving the entrepreneurs or businesses or even the banks a new tool to collectively understand the data that's coming in. And I think that's truly important right now because we're not able to be face-to-face or meet on-site anymore right now, and we don't know how long it's going to take for us to become available to travel. So working with customers and making them value the data and how it can be sold back to customers is going to be key. So these partnerships give us that delivery mechanism and, you know, shorten again our barrier of having to think the process through when we're taking the best out of the industry and making it part of our products.
My guest today is Massimo Barone. He is the founder and chairman and CEO of Smart Card Marketing Systems, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is SMKG, valued at around 0.023 cents. My personal opinion, I think they're very undervalued here at a market cap around $8.5 to $8.7 million. Before I let you go, what is it that you want your stockholders, my listeners, actually take away from today's interview?
Well, I believe we've set the tone for unparalleled value for a company of our nature and business offering. We have 14 proprietary technologies. Each one individually could stand alone to any of the larger Fortune 1000 corporations. And I think the market's going to see that by the end of this year. And it'll respectively show in our market cap and in our product services.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. The only thing I ask is that you not wait 5 or 6 months to come back on.
Well, you know, I'm home right now. We're all working remotely, so easy to catch everybody.
Thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy guy. I wish you nothing but the best out there. Keep doing what you're doing. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Pleasure, Everett. Anytime. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.